Chapter 3 Eileen and Norma merely nodded, as if it was the most natural thing in the world that I planned to kill the civilians who ran the Warden's Corporation. But Penumbra and Elizabeth looked a little more surprised. The blonde levitation specialist had leaned forward to rest her elbows on her knees, but now she straightened up and glanced at Elizabeth. But, of course, so did Eileen and Norma. After all, my superpowered girlfriend was the conscience of my team. She might be a dark angel of vengeance when I needed her to be, but she was also my good angel, and that meant she was always a good measure of when I was about to go too far. Not that my conscience ever stopped me if I still thought something needed to be done at the end of the day, but it was still nice to have one. Elizabeth had closed her eyes, pressed her lips together in a thin line, and leaned back into the couch cushions as she contemplated what I had just said. She was sure to have mixed emotions about it, since up until now we'd really only killed bad guys when they were supers. It had taken her a while to get on board with my way of seeing things, but once she had realized that the world was a better place without supervillains around to constantly fuck things up, she had never looked back. Now I was curious if she would feel the same way about the heads of the Warden's Corp, or if she would need to be persuaded at all. Finally, my beautiful girlfriend opened her eyes, relaxed her jaw, and turned her clear turquoise eyes toward me.
That makes sense. I think it has to happen, and I honestly don't see another way around it. Holy shit!
Norma said with a grin.
Has Miles finally corrupted you completely? Very funny.
Elizabeth said as she rolled her eyes.
It's not that, it's just that it makes sense, you know? Even if we killed all the bad supers at the top of the organization, and even if we tanked their stock prices, guys like the ones at the top of the Warden's Corp always find a way out. They're like roaches or rats.
I couldn't agree with you more. Guys like that always manage to come out clean when everything is said and done, because they always find some schmuck to blame the whole thing on.
Yeah, that's totally true. I'm just kind of surprised that you got on board so fast, Dynamo. I might not have been in the Wardens for very long,
Elizabeth said with a shrug.
But I was a Warden long enough to see exactly what kind of bastards the civilians at the top were. They're not any better than Optimo or Killer Kitten. Hell, some of them are worse. They just don't have any powers, that's all. Other than whatever money can buy them, I guess. How could they be worse?
Penumbra asked with wide eyes.
They put so much pressure on all their supers. We constantly had a quota to reach of new followers on Supergram that we had to meet every day, and if we ever stopped a crime before the news crews showed up, we got in a lot of trouble. They even docked my pay a couple of times because I didn't wait for any of the other Wardens to show up so we could team up for the cameras. That's ridiculous. Tell me about it. Plus, the president of Wardens Corp and all his little kiss-ass cronies were just the worst. They would laugh about collateral damage whenever the Wardens accidentally killed innocent people in a supervillain fight, but they also took bets on which superheroes would kill the most civilians every quarter. Ugh.
Penumbra said with a shudder.
That's just fucked up. Yeah, it was. I even interrupted a meeting one time where the CEO and some of the other guys were talking about loss margins. Like, money? No, they were talking about civilian loss margins. They wanted to figure out how many civilians they could lose every year without a public outcry, but they were trying to balance that with the fact that a certain number of civilian deaths every year makes people scared enough to depend on the Wardens and spend their money to keep them here. So, they were just trying to figure out how many civilians they could kill to increase their revenue stream? That's, like, really fucking dark. How the hell did they ever manage to recruit you at all, Dynamo? They were really convincing. Or at least they were before I actually joined their ranks.
I wonder how many other Wardens want a way out of the organization. I know they're not all bad, and I bet you anything that there are plenty who would leave if they thought they could.
Or if they hadn't been threatened if they ever expressed any interest in leaving. I really think some of the supers and the Wardens still have good hearts, even if the corporate assholes pushed out most of the really good ones. Or if they didn't push them out, they broke their spirits.
Did they threaten you when you left?
Eileen asked.
Oh, yeah. But I told them they could shove their threats up their asses because if they wanted to go round for round with me, then they were more than fucking welcome to try.
That's my girl, I said with a smirk. And that's exactly why we need to kill those civilian bastards. Otherwise, they'll just take their little show on the road and try to set up the same system in some other city. We can't just overthrow the Warden's Corporation in Pinnacle City. We've got to break the whole system.
Well, if we kill the owners and whoever else needs to go from the top of the organization, there wouldn't really be any way for Warden's Corp to rally after that, right?
Especially not since I'm going to buy up all their stocks the moment that their prices plunge. I said with a grin. All it will take is just a couple deaths of a few key figures, and those prices will drop straight through the floor.
I have already set up alerts, so I will be informed the moment that the prices are low enough to buy.
Eileen said.
Then, we will make sure that you become the majority shareholder in Warden's Corp.
And then you can do whatever you want with the company, just like you did with Slade Industries. That's brilliant!
I know.
Then who do we start with? The CEO and everybody, or the soups who might get in our way?
We need to hold off on the supers. We won't be able to go up against Optimo until we finish creating his synthetic DNA and implanting it in me. So I'd like to hold off on the rest of the supers, too. At least for a little bit.
So corporate bigwigs it is.
Norma said as she rubbed her hands together.
How many are we talking about? Who needs to go down?
I appreciate your enthusiasm, Norma. Eileen, could you pull up the list?
At once, creator.
My beautiful android replied, but she didn't even have to move from her position in order to pull up the list that I wanted on the projection screen in front of us. It was a list of the top people at the Warden's Corp, along with their salaries, work histories, and any personal details that I had thought might be relevant. Based on the details that Eileen had compiled for me, I could only see three assholes that absolutely had to go. The rest of them would probably curl up and disappear once their fearless leaders turned up dead. So that meant we just needed to eliminate the CEO, along with the two brothers who led the board of directors. After they were out of the picture, and after we finally killed Optimo, everyone else on the board of directors would sneak away quietly, so they wouldn't meet the same fate. Human behavior wasn't an exact science, of course, but my algorithms were pretty damn foolproof. And so was Eileen's analysis of any data that I sent her way. Besides, if it turned out that we were wrong about any of the corporate assholes, and they still presented a problem after we took out the CEO and the two brothers, then we would just kill them too. All right, our targets are the CEO, Roger Barry, and the two brothers who lead the board of directors, Walter and Alfred Chambers.
How do we do this?
Eileen is already monitoring the CCTV footage from all over Pinnacle City. Whenever it looks like there's a good opportunity for us to eliminate these assholes, she'll tell us, and we'll just have to be ready to go.
What counts as a good opportunity? No major superheroes around, no witnesses, that kind of thing.
Yep, that's the idea. We have to make sure that we stay off of Optimo's radar for a while longer. So we just have to make sure that we can carry out these attacks in secret.
Won't Optimo be suspicious if the CEO and everybody suddenly turn up dead? I know that he doesn't know you're back in town, Miles, but wouldn't that kind of make him wonder?
I'm so glad you brought that up, Veronica, I said with a grin. While we wait for the perfect opportunity to go after these corporate bastards, we're going to work on a little surprise for Optimo.
What kind of surprise?
Elizabeth narrowed her turquoise eyes. Decoys, sweetheart, I said as I stretched my arms out. We're going to make some decoys of Norma and me, since both our faces are normally hidden in our supersuits anyway.
Can you really do that?
Penumbra bit her lip.
Of course you can. We'll just need some kind of robotic body that we can throw into an older prototype of our supersuits, and then we just send them to another city so it looks like we're anywhere but Pinnacle City.
Yep, you got it. Then Optimo will see Norma and me on the news in another city, so he won't think that we could possibly have anything to do with anything that happens here.
Do you think he'll be suspicious of me?
No, I don't think so. Optimo thinks that you've been corrupted by me, but he's so obsessed with you that I don't think he could imagine you to be capable of something like that.
Only because he doesn't know me that well. Can we help with the decoys? Or do you need any kind of decoy of me?
I think the best thing for you to do right now is just stay out of sight. We don't need any kind of decoy for you just yet either, so I think I'll just get to work on the other ones with Eileen. Elizabeth stood up and stretched, so her hoodie rose up to reveal her taut stomach before she dropped her hands back to her sides.
In that case, I think I'm going to squeeze in a quick workout. I haven't been able to hit the weights in a few days, so I need to get back on top of that. I think I'll join you, if you don't mind.
Penumbra said, as she stood up beside the black-haired superheroine.
Sure. Norma, what about you? Are you in? Oh,
I need Norma to stay down here with me. I want to be able to watch her move around in order to get the movements of her decoy just right.
Okay.
Norma said, as her cheeks turned pink. See you girls soon, I told Elizabeth and Penumbra. Have fun at the gym. The gym, of course, was just one wing in my Pinnacle City mansion, but it had all the specialized equipment that my superpowered girlfriend needed. After all, a normal gym wouldn't cut it for one of the strongest superheroes in the world. If she gripped a regular pull-up bar, she could easily crush it with her grip strength. So I had ordered equipment made out of the toughest and heaviest metals on Earth, so that Dynamo would be able to train as much as she wanted to. That was one thing that I shared in common with my gorgeous girlfriend. We both constantly pushed ourselves to be better and to perform better at whatever our goals were. So even though Elizabeth was born with super strength, plus incredibly quick reflexes and regenerative abilities, she didn't sit back and rely on that alone. Instead, she trained hard every day so that she would be even stronger, even quicker, and even more badass. That was what set her apart from everyone else out there. Well, it also didn't hurt that she was a goddamn knockout with a body that most women would kill for and that most men would kill to get with. But she worked hard for it, just like I had worked hard to get where I was today. Dan Slade might have inherited all of his fucking money, but I had earned every dollar of my billions. And even though that was only the beginning of what I had planned for myself, I would have to table some of my bigger ideas until Optimo and the entire Warden's Corp were things of the past. I led Norma and Eileen back over to one of my work tables, where I had just started to piece together a decoy of myself. I had a number of crude robotic models from when I had first started to create Eileen, so, with a little work, they should serve as solid decoys. Besides, it wasn't like I needed to cover them in flesh or create realistic faces for them like I had done with Eileen. Instead, I just needed them to be able to move realistically enough to seem human, but their metal bodies would be covered in our supersuits. Even their faces would be hidden from view, since mine would be covered up by an earlier prototype of my helmet, and the face of Norma's decoy would be covered by her usual hooded mask. Still, I did want to make sure that they would move like humans, and more than that, that they would move like Norma and me. I didn't think that Optimo had the kind of eye for detail that the maniac had, so I doubted that he would notice how the decoys moved compared to how Norma and I moved, but I also didn't want to take any chances. After all, Optimo might not be as careful and calculating as the maniac was, but since he basically had the powers of a god, well, he sure as shit didn't have to be. But even though Optimo might have been born with the world's most badass natural superpowers, they would seem like nothing by the time I was done with him. It was one thing to be born with those kinds of abilities, but it was a whole different matter to create them for yourself, and that was exactly what I was about to do. All right, Norma, I said once I had tinkered around with one of the robotic units. Walk around for a minute and try to move as naturally as you can.
Just, walk, that's it?
Oh, you can smile and wave if you want to. Maybe throw a few punches, too, just for good measure.
Okay.
My mousy assistant said as she started to walk away from me.
But this is just for, this is just for science, right?
What else would it be for? I smirked.
Oh, nothing!
Norma turned bright pink and then pivoted away from me as fast as she could.
I think Norma is referring to the fact that you will need to watch her hips as she walks.
Eileen chimed in from where she was working. Well, how else am I supposed to get her gait right? I grinned.
Yes, but it seems that she is worried you might be thinking non-scientific thoughts as you watch her ass.
Eileen continued.
Although, from the way that she blushed just now, it seems fair to assume that she would not mind if you watched her ass for non-scientific purposes.
Eileen, can it, would you?
Can what?
My beautiful android asked, as if she was completely unaware of how much she had embarrassed my nervous assistant even more.
Oh, you know damn well what. That's fine. You two can have your little private joke, but I'm still gonna walk so that my decoy will be completely convincing.
I appreciate that sacrifice on your part, I said with a straight face.
Well,
Norma said, as she thrust her nose into the air.
It is for science, after all.
For science, I repeated with a grin. I bent my head down to hide my laughter, and then I started to tweak the robotic model as I studied Norma's movements back and forth across the cellar. I really did need to study my assistant to make sure that her decoy would imitate her motions, but it was a nice little bonus to see how flustered she got. Norma was so in love with me that lately she had started to turn red if I even glanced in her direction. So now that I had to study her movements in detail, I thought her cheeks might get so hot that they would burn right off of her body. It was sweet how much she wanted to be around me, even when her own body said everything that she was too afraid to actually speak out loud herself. One day Norma would get up the courage to tell me how she felt, just like one day she would understand the full ability of her power as an omni-average superheroine. And, with a few nudges in the right direction from me, she might get there even sooner. Until then, I was perfectly content to enjoy how flustered my nerdy little assistant was, just from the fact that I was looking at her so intently. "Can you do a roundhouse kick really quickly?" I asked as I adjusted one of the screws in the robot's hip joint. "I want to see a range of motion, so I can adjust the angle here."
"Yep, sure thing."
As soon as I gave her a more specific task, my brunette assistant stopped blushing and exhaled with complete focus. Then, she took a few steps forward, like she was in the middle of an actual fight, and then she spun into a perfect roundhouse kick. Right away, I noticed that she performed the kick with all the skill of an average martial arts champion, not just an average martial arts competitor. Maybe she was even closer to figuring out her powers than it seemed like. And since we would have to go up against Optimo pretty soon, that might be just enough to tip the scales in our favor. Well, that and the fact that I was going to have all of Optimo's powers myself by the time we were through with our work on his DNA. After Norma performed a few more movements for me, I had enough information to adjust the range of motion in her decoy's hips so that, just in case it needed to do a little more than walk around, it would imitate my mousy assistant pretty damn perfectly. It took a little longer to get the arms right, but that was only because I had to factor in both range of motion and hand gestures. By the time I finished with the body of Norma's decoy, Eileen had also finished with my own decoy's body. Then it was just a matter of putting them both in supersuits. But since I had more prototype versions than I knew what to do with, it wasn't hard to pick out one for Norma and one for myself. I slipped one of my earlier helmets onto my decoy while Norma found one of her older masks to put on hers, and then we stepped back to admire our work. I had to admit that it was pretty damn convincing. There was just enough artificial flesh left over from when I had created Eileen, so we used that to cover the little bits of chrome that could be seen along my decoy's jawline and underneath the eyes of Norma's decoy. Otherwise, they looked and moved like us enough to fool almost anybody, and it was certainly enough to fool any cameras in whatever city I deployed them to. It was exactly the kind of distraction that we needed to keep Optimo off our backs. I think we're just about done. We just need to hook them up to Eileen's systems so she can pilot them remotely, and we need to work out some kind of voice system just in case they need to speak at all.
Let me see them move,
Norma said as she bit her lip. Sounds like you want to watch yourself move as much as I do, I said with a wink.
Oh, well, you know what I mean.
I grinned and let both decoys walk toward the elevator and then past it. It would be better when Eileen could pilot them remotely, but that shouldn't take long to arrange. At the moment, I used my handheld controls to walk them forward and sideways, and then I raised my decoy's arm to slip around the Norma decoy's waist. As I raised my decoy's other arm and started to move it, Norma lunged for the controls to try to wrestle them away from me, But before either of us could make any other moves, the elevator suddenly gave a little ding just before the doors opened. I dropped my decoy's hand from around the other robot's waist, just as Penumbra and Elizabeth stepped off of the elevator. They were both dressed in workout gear, and for just a moment I let my gaze slide down their bodies in total appreciation. Penumbra was the more slender of the two, but her muscles were strong and subtle, while nothing was subtle about Elizabeth's power. Her well-toned legs looked like they could crush a man between them. Her shoulders were perfectly sculpted underneath her tight tank top, and her arms looked strong enough to pick up a bus without a second thought. And yet somehow, my superpowered girlfriend moved with total and complete grace, as a perfect balance to her strength. As soon as they stepped off the elevator, Penumbra made a beeline toward the two decoys, but Elizabeth hesitated behind her. When my girlfriend caught my eye across the cellar, she didn't say anything to Penumbra, and instead, the blonde just kept going until she stopped right in front of both decoys.
"Hey, Miles,"
Penumbra said to my decoy.
"We thought you might want to..." "Wait, hold on just a minute. Is that..."
The blonde levitation specialist suddenly turned her gaze away from the decoys and toward the rest of the cellar. As soon as Penumbra spotted me, she put her hands on her hips and then just giggled.
"Holy shit, that's amazing! It looks just like you with the helmet and everything. It's like, I don't know, it's crazy. I don't think anyone would be able to tell that it's a decoy. What do you think, Dynamo?"
The blonde turned toward Elizabeth, but my superpowered girlfriend couldn't hide her grin from the other woman.
"Wait, did you already know?"
Penumbra demanded, as both women strode across the cellar to join me.
"How could you tell it was a decoy so fast?" "Only because I already saw the real Miles when we first stepped off the elevator. This really is incredible. How is it possible that you work so fast but with such attention to detail?"
"I'm just that good. So, what were you trying to tell my decoy, Veronica?"
"Oh, actually we came down to tell you that your phone keeps ringing upstairs and it's... well, it's Optimo."